but it had very rudimentary beginnings. The first sushi was actually a form of food preservation. Salted fish was covered in cooked rice and left to ferment for months and even years. The rice was then thrown away and the fish consumed. A fresh approach came about a century ago when the Japanese began combining raw fish with pressed mounds of cooked rice. It was a mouth-watering combination and brought something entirely new to the table. Rice is now an essential part of sushi. Sushi chefs use short or medium grain because it sticks together better than longer grain. The rice undergoes a thorough washing. First, the chef swishes it around in water to rinse off impurities. This also begins to remove the rice bran, which has an undesirable flavor and aroma. He drains the rice and adds clean water. Next, he scrubs it with his palm fairly vigorously to remove more of the rice bran. When the water becomes cloudy from the bran, he changes it again. By now, the water has softened the rice, which makes the grains prone to breakage. So he scrubs them more gently this time to keep the rice grains whole. Finally, he rinses the rice under a running faucet until the water drains clear. This rice is now thoroughly washed and ready to cook, so he adds an equal amount of water and a splash of sake and plugs in the rice cooker. The previous day, he seasoned rice vinegar with a strip of dried kombu seaweed and left it to soak up the flavors. The flavored vinegar is key to making good sushi rice. It's what makes the rice sticky. He pours the sushi vinegar into the cooked rice and evenly distributes it with a gentle folding motion to keep each grain intact. He fans the rice and the grains dry to a nice sheen. With the rice prepared, it's time for all the raw details. Each fish must be assessed for spoilage or damage. The chef lifts the gills to confirm that the flesh underneath is red and translucent, essentially fresh-looking. He also examines the eyes of the fish. They should be bright and clear. He then prods the skin of the sea bream fish to establish it's firm. Once he's satisfied, he prepares the fish, first scraping away the unpalatable and messy scales with a rasp. Next, he uses the thin edge of a one-sided blade to fillet the fish. Razor sharp, this knife cuts cleanly through the fragile flesh. He slices off and discards the head. He then carves the flesh from the backbone. Now firmly grasping the tail of the fillet, he cuts the skin from the flesh, using a zigzag motion to pull it away. This technique leaves no flesh on the skin at all, so that not a morsel goes to waste. Using fishbone tweezers, he extracts all the little bones. He now slices the fish on an angle across the grain, using one long stroke that doesn't tear the fibers the way a sawing motion would. The result is a shiny, smooth piece of sea bream. Next, he peels away the transparent outer skin of a marinated mackerel to expose the silvery subskin. The gorgeous subskin is a feature that adds presentation value to the sushi, and it's also tasty. Next, he carves tuna that's been frozen within hours of being caught. This locks in freshness so that when thawed, it's suitable for sushi. And the freezing also kills any parasites in the fish. He chops spring onions into thin rings. They'll be used to offset the strong taste of mackerel sushi. He then mixes water and wasabi powder to create wasabi paste, the pungent condiment that adds kick to sushi. And with all the ingredients prepared, it's time to start rolling. So stay tuned.